I am sitting in my home office on a Friday morning. It's a little overcast and gray. It rained overnight, and so the air is cool, and it's just one of those quiet mornings. And I started to reflect on a conversation that I'd had earlier in the week with a former colleague of mine who was struggling a little bit with his boss. And I wanted to share that story with you because I think it's really relevant to leadership. This is Adam Greenberg from Leaders to Give, Leaders to Inspire, and I'll be the host for your podcast today, Dealing with a Bad Boss. I think we can all relate to this. All of us at one point or another have had a boss that just doesn't cut it for us for whatever reason. Maybe our personalities don't align. Maybe the person's just a jerk, or maybe they just add no value at all. Whatever the case, we're always going to experience something like this in our lives, whether it's a family member, whether it's a teacher, or whether it's a colleague at work or someone in a position of authority. I guess the worst is when it's someone in a position of authority because that person has a bit more control over your success or failure. Well, this is a person that I've worked with before, someone I have tremendous respect for, and they're also a top performer. This is somebody who's earned multiple accolades from their colleagues for being a team player. Clients really respect them, and they achieve success at everything that they do. And so it was surprising to hear that they were struggling with the person that they report to. As it turns out, I also know the person they report to and have great respect and admiration for this person as well, although we've never worked together in a close environment. The story goes like this. Everything's going well. I'm working as best I can. We're achieving all of our goals. Our brand is increasing in the organization. But the person I report to is simply adding no value to me. Whenever I bring them a problem, they say, "Don't bring me a problem, bring me a solution." And I think to myself, if I knew the solution, I wouldn't come to you. I need support, I need help. Another situation was they had to be a little bit firm with a customer. The customer had been leading them along through a cycle, a buying cycle for almost a year, and they were looking at they've taken up a lot of time, a lot of resources, all with the premise of making a big purchase. And when it came into the contract time, they reduced that purchase significantly so that it no longer looked profitable. And my colleague had to say, "I'm sorry, but we're not able to honor the proposal based on these terms." Well, the customer was irate and escalated to the boss. And the boss did not back up the person in question. They did not back up their sales manager. And so that made the sales manager angry, made him look bad in front of the customer, and made him look bad in front of his team. And he was livid. And he was sharing with me these were just a couple of examples of what he's been going through. And he wasn't sure what to do. He's ready to throw up his hands and quit, ready to walk out the door. So I asked a few questions about outside of that scenario. How is work going? Do you like what you do? Yes. Do you like your team? Love my team. Share with me a few moments that really shine for you with the team. And he went on to talk about taking his worst performer and coaching them and mentoring them and turning them into the best performer and how satisfying that was. How's your income? It's really good. I'm making great money. What about your work-life balance? He told me he took a vacation without turning on his cell phone or logging into his computer for the first time in weeks. What about the brand of the company? Are you proud to represent them? Yes, it's a well-known brand. Everybody knows who we are, so it's easy to walk in. I see their banners posted in sports auditoriums, and I'm very proud of representing them. And so I asked, "Well, all of these things sounds like it's a great job. You're making great money. You're having a great time. You're adding value to your team. Your customers are proud to be associated with the brand, and so are you. And yet you want to walk out because of this one situation." We talked a little bit about what work is. And I've always looked at work as an enabler. It enables me to have the lifestyle that I want. And he asked me about the work that I'm doing and about the position I'm in. He even made a joke, "I think we should just open up a bar in some tropical place and just relax." And then he said, "Oh, yeah, you're already doing that." And so I reminded them that things aren't always as they seem. It's true that I did invest in opening up a wine business in a beautiful place in Mexico. And that all sounds great. The pictures are great, but it's tough. It's tough dealing with staff. It's tough dealing with customers. It's tough dealing with suppliers. We're behind on some of our payments. The income isn't where it needs to be. We've had to move locations. And some of our loyal customers aren't thrilled with the new location, and so on and so forth. And despite my new role and my new company, and despite the fact that I'm really enjoying it, I've got a great boss myself who I respect, and we get along really well. In spite of all that, things aren't always as they seem, and the grass isn't always greener on the other side of the hill. And so I reminded him to look at the job he's doing and to take stock of all the great things that he's experiencing, not just to try to focus on this one bad situation. I know that dealing with a bad boss can make or break your attitude, your spirit, and your motivation. But it's up to each of us to be leaders to ourselves. You know, leadership is not necessarily just about holding a title or a position of authority. It's not about being a mayor or a governor or a senator or a president. It's not about being in your company and making sure that you're managing people. That's not what leadership really is. To me, leadership in business and leadership in life start with us. Being a leader for yourself. You know the old adage when you're on an airplane of put on your own gas mask before you can support others? Well, the same goes for this situation here. You've got to look deep within yourself, identify and consider all the great things that your position is allowing you to do, the lifestyle, the freedom, the income, and what does that income provide for you and your family? Look at all of those things, then really think about, is there a way to work through this difficulty with your boss and turn this from a negative situation into a positive one? I reminded him that I know him really well, and I also know the boss really well, and I know he'd be open to that kind of dialogue. Maybe things aren't as they seem. Maybe when he says, bring me a solution instead of a problem, he's trying to help you identify solutions the harder way, trying to help you work through problem solving in a more creative way. It's often better to do that for your team than to give them the solution, even if you know what it is. It's just another point of view. I'll always support this guy and always have a place in my heart for him. He's a great human being as well as a great leader and a great employee. And I hope that the advice was helpful. I don't know if it was, but I was hoping it was helpful for him. It helped me as well in a moment look at a couple of my own situations and go, I should take my own advice more often. And so I wanted to share that with you today. I hope it was helpful. Again, this is Adam Greenberg from Leaders to Give, Leaders to Inspire. Thanks for listening. If you have any topics that you'd like me to speak about, any advice you're looking for, or anything that you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to me, Adam@leaderstoinspire.com. Bye for now.